RadioSaintPete.com.
The 92nd annual East-West Shrine Game returns to Tropicana Field Saturday, January 21st at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Tickets available now at ShrineGame.com. Last night, a group of supporters and volunteers gathered with Mayor Rick Kreisman of St. Petersburg and Executive Director of the East-West Shrine Game and former Atlanta Falcons GM Harold Richardson.
Meeting, I'd like to introduce the Honorable Mayor of St. Petersburg, Mayor Rick Kreisman. Rick, how you doing, man? Come on out.
Thanks, Jim. Well, first off, thank you all for being here tonight. I know this is a busy time of the year for everybody as we're winding down from this whole year, but getting ready for the holiday season, so everybody's got a lot on their plate. So we really appreciate you all being here. But more importantly, we appreciate you supporting this game. You all are here because of your support of the game, and you know, from my perspective, I love having this game in the city of St. Petersburg. I think it really highlights and showcases St. Pete, but more importantly than that is what this game means and what this game does for the community and the dollars that are raised for the Shrine and the children. And really, that's what it when it. When we really cut down to it, that's what it's really all about. And so each one of you that are here and each one of you that are our sponsors, you all are making a difference in a child's life. And to me, it doesn't get any better than that. And so I really just came tonight because I'm excited about the game. I look forward to it every year. But more importantly, I just wanted to come tonight to say thank you to everybody. And I know for Harold, it's a labor of love. It's a lot of work. And Joe and everyone else involved in this, and Jim, it's a lot of work and a lot of effort. But they wouldn't do it if it wasn't a labor of love. And it's really, again, it's all about the kids. So thank you all so much. We look forward to the game next year. Every year it's grown. It just keeps growing bigger and bigger and bigger. And I can't wait to see the crowds this year and to watch a incredibly competitive game, which it's been every year. So thank you all so much.
All right, thanks, man.
First of all, I second the mayor's comments. I thank everybody for being here. The support is what's necessary to keep the game in St. Petersburg, and we couldn't be happier than with the support we've had, and looking forward to continuing the relationship indefinitely. And appreciate the mayor and all his support, and appreciate each one of y'all. I'm going to start tonight with a story that this will be a first in the 93-year history of the East-West Shrine Game. As you know, the game represents 22 hospitals that over the years have treated 1,100,000 plus kids for no money. And it's an amazing endeavor, and they do a wonderful job. We are going to have in the game this year, the first time ever, a player who was a patient of Shriners Hospital for Children. It's a true story. And technically, if you know a lot about the hospitals, you'd understand why this has never happened. I mean, we're talking about serious stuff. This young man is the center at Louisville. He's also the team captain, by the way, and has started for 3 years, so it's not like he can't play. But when he was young, he had his hip totally dislocated. And they didn't think he would ever be able to play any kind of sports or physical activity. So what was he, Tom, 5 years in the hospital?
Yeah, 5 years he was treated for a hip dysplasia type thing. And I forget how many surgeries, 4 or 5 surgeries over that time that he had. And he was told before he went to Shriners in Lexington that he would, at best, he could walk maybe good, and that would be his good thing. So
anyway, it's a great story, and it's the first time we've been able to do it, and it really kind of makes it fun. I talked to his dad today, and Tom was in the room when I talked to him, and his dad was unbelievably excited. He was crying. He couldn't even write down what he needed to write down. But it's been a, those are the kind of stories that, you know, they don't happen very often in this deal, because it's very rare that they, and they didn't think this kid would be able to play at the level that he had. But there's some amazing stories, and this kid is just one of them. So just wanted to touch on that as a start. And as I mentioned earlier, we're a little over 80 players right now that we have committed to the game. So we're getting down to where it's going to be good. We're a little ahead of where we usually are, and which is a good thing. And it's an interesting year, and so we're going to have we got two Florida players that are here. We got two Florida State players. We have a Florida Atlantic. Have a Florida Atlantic player.
Go Owls, baby!
That's all. So, I saw our Michigan man. We have right now. We have three Michigan guys, but that number is going to grow.
Penn State.
We invited one, has not accepted yet. I'm gonna give you. This would be a bad deal. We're gonna take the University of Pennsylvania quarterback. By the way. I know that is
Quakers, kind of baby.
But no, he is not only a heck of a player, he's obviously a heck of a kid and up there high in the intelligence part. In fact, I looked at his school record, and it reminded me a lot of me. We both made an A somewhere.
I think he wanted to go to Penn State, but he couldn't get in because he was...
I think that was it.
When I graduated from Penn State, on applications, they always ask, oh, I need league. And I'm like, yeah.
Right.
That's a commentary I'm for.
So anyway, we're very excited about where we are. We have three Miami players are coming up. So it's been a good year. The acceptance has been great. So if any of y'all have any questions about players or schools or stuff, I will be happy to try to answer them. Just so you know, I have not memorized all 475 players that are available. So I might not be instant recall. But if you have any question about any specific school, I'll be happy to talk about it. But very pleased with the overall turnout. Southern Cal, we got some Southern Cal players, so we're pretty well represented all the way across the spectrum. We do have one unusual thing. We have one player who's going to punt and kick for one team. That's another first for me. I haven't had that in a while, but he's only because he's ranked in the top five in both punters and kickers, so which is really unusual. But he's
a guy and plays soccer.
No, there he's six. The guys that with really the strong, like the 6'2", 6'3" guys, are generally the ones that, you know. Now you have a lot of just kickers that are shorter, but the guys, especially punters.
What school is
it? Idaho State, which is an interesting place. Oh yeah, we can find them some places sometime.
Do you have them from Ohio State or the
same thing? If they're in the Final Four now, I've invited some of them, but it's not one of those deals that you can count on them being there. And again, if they want to come when they're done, fine. Don't have a problem, but I'm going to go into the game assuming none of them are going to come. And if they come, they'll just be extra guys. Because it's Mississippi State, we got an offensive tackle who's, strangely enough, name is Senior. Justin Senior, the offensive tackle of Mississippi State. He's coming. I think we've pretty much covered a whole bunch of schools now. And
Miami of Ohio, you anybody from there?
Nobody from Miami of Ohio. We got one from Ohio, okay. University. Nobody this year from Miami, although we have quarterbacks from Central Michigan and Western Michigan, both of them, who are both really good players. I'll tell you all a quick story. I got some calls And through the years, we've known a bunch of agents and scouts and whatnot. And I got some calls about this receiver at Air Force. And we always take an Army and a Navy guy every year, okay? Air Force started out that way. Air Force, for whatever reason, got a little, well, we don't know if we're going to let our guy do that, we, you know, that kind of deal. So I wasn't too, they keep saying, you know, check this scout for Air Force. So I said, okay, I will at least watch him play. Well, on Saturday at my house, if you're not a football fan, then you're going to be absolutely in misery because I've got DirecTV and I may get every college football game on the planet. And it's just a matter of finding what number that I have to punch to get it. So I finally searched around. I said, okay, I'm going to watch Air Force. Now, Air Force runs the wishbone. I'm thinking, receiver from Air Force? Come on. So I finally find out where they're playing, and I get on the channel, and the first play, they've got the ball, and the first play I look, I said, okay, that's got to be the receiver. And sure enough, I look at the number. Yep, okay, that's the guy, so at least I can watch him. The second play I watch, he catches a slant, breaks the tackle, and goes 70 yards. I said, that's trying to tell me something. So the guy's coming to the game. So long story short, believe it or not, I did watch some more, but he's the real deal. Thank y'all so much for your support, and I appreciate everything about it.